Rapid lip trills, or what I prefer calling tongue trills, can be difficult for many people, mainly because they're trying to do it in an exaggerated way. They're trying to play one note and then get the next note. And as the notes speed up, you need to compress the distance between these two notes and try to hit with an embouchure in between the two. We're fingering, false fingering the A flat above the staff, 1, 2, and 3. And the next harmonic down would be an F sharp, also 1, 2, and 3. So what you're striving for is to come from the top note with a centered embouchure and then gradually relax your embouchure till it falls off and you come down to the F sharp. The primary note you're looking for is an A flat in tune, but lowering it in pitch until you fall off that shelf and end up with the F sharp. You notice the A-flat's fairly well in tune, although it's an alternate fingering and the pitch isn't quite on, but the F-sharp kind of is kind of a weak second note after the A-flat, but that's what you want. You're striving to train your embouchure to hit in between the two notes, so that your A-flat's in tune or close to it, and then you gradually drop or lower your embouchure, relax your embouchure, drop your tongue, whatever it needs to do, to come up with the F-sharp below that. Again, what we're eventually working for is trying to hit the pitch in between the two notes, which obviously is impossible to get, but we're trying to focus on the note in between the two notes we're playing. You notice in that example, as I lowered the pitch, I went into the second note a little slower that time, which gave me more time to adjust my embouchure to the note in between the A flat and the F sharp. This might be of help to you when you're practicing this. Hold the first note and slowly, very slowly, drop to the second note. Each time you do this exercise, you'll gain more confidence in trying to hold that second note up just a little longer. Long on the first note, gradually drop the pitch into the second note, but hit the top of the second note. Don't try to hit the center of the second note. You'll eventually try to hit flat on the first note, your A flat, and a little sharp on your second note, the F sharp. Notice on that exercise, the distance between the A-flat and the F-sharp is getting less each time. And because of that, the notes are easier to negotiate between the top and the bottom note. In fact, on that last measure that I played there, several of them got away from me and they were actually slurred rather than tongue. That's what you want to do. If you're able to hang in there between the two notes and start slurring those up and down, that's our eventual goal. So keep working on that and hold it. The next exercise is going to be a little tougher and sound a little strange, but now we're getting close to what we need to do to get our tongue or lip trills working for us rapidly. You notice on that one, that was a beautiful tone. We're right on the breaking point. It's not the top note, it's not the bottom note, it's almost the note in between, which is impossible to play. And remember, that's a G, that's not an A flat. So I wrote it purposely a G, which is between the A flat and the F sharp. And that's what we're striving for, trying to get that note with the fingering 1, 2, and 3, which is impossible. But if you can keep hitting at that breaking point, that's what you're striving for. That's what makes the tongue trills or the lip trills just a piece of cake. Here I'd like to demonstrate this slow and speeding up. You notice we're not really getting a good A flat in pitch or an F sharp in pitch, but once you start a trill like that, it really doesn't matter. What you're looking for is evenness back and forth from the top note and the bottom note, evenness and increased speed. As you increase your practicing on each of these exercises, you notice it gets easier and easier. One thing you have to strive for, though, is to let the tongue do the work, not the lip. And when people talk about a lip trill, as you can see, this is really not a lip trill at all because the lip is not changing at all. It's the tongue. The articulation, the e-ah, and starting with the e-ah, moving into e-oo, then into e-ah, and eventually our last exercise would be almost a e-ah. The yah is about as far as you can take this thing, and that's about as much speed as you can get. That's about it. All you need to do now is just practice on it and you'll be a star.